From high atop Rocky Road in Moab, Utah, it's KZMU News. I'm Molly Marcello. This is your news for Tuesday, September 11th. Yesterday, Moab City became the second municipality in Utah to ban single-use plastic bags. As of January 1, businesses will no longer be able to hand customers disposable plastic bags. Think grocery stores, hardware stores, t-shirt shops, and restaurants. The new plastic bag ordinance was passed unanimously by the city council, whose members talked about how well this fits into their goals to become a more sustainable community. Instead of disposable plastic, their ordinance encourages businesses to provide their customers paper bags, reusable bags, or even boxes. KZMU News spoke with Dr. Roslyn Brain McCann, who first put this issue before the city council. She's the Sustainable Communities Extension Specialist at USU Moab. How are you feeling after the city council passed the bag ban?
I am extremely excited. I think that what the speakers last night said was very true, that this is a small thing when you look at the big picture of the amount of waste we're producing, and yet it is a statement that we are moving towards better protections for our natural environment here in the Moab area, and that just makes me extremely excited. You know, I was driving around town a couple days ago, and right in front of me, it was on a day when we had high winds, a plastic bag blew across my windshield, and I think these things have just been happening to continue this fuel on to my fire to help nudge this forward. And really, the council voting yes on this is a response to over a decade of community members, even before I lived in Moab, wanting this to happen and writing to the Times Independent and the Sun News. And you know, the timing just seemed right for this to go through. And just so happy that they all voted yes, 100% in support.
I don't know if you had the same impression, but I didn't really hear too much opposition. I mean, I know there was some, but not a lot.
Yeah, so on the day when the council discussed the bag ban last month, I was up in Salt Lake, and I didn't get to hear the Facebook Live airing had cut off. And so apparently someone there had spoken with a few concerns about the ban. My understanding was it was a dislike of the concept of banning things. And I can understand that. You know, we want our freedoms living in the United States, and yet on the flip side of that, the carrot approach has not worked with this, as we've talked about before. And so, you know, I can relate to those concerns about having restrictions like this, and yet the other has been tried for several decades and has not been effective. So aside from that one person speaking at city council, and again, I didn't get to hear that directly, I have not heard any opposition. You know, my name has been associated with helping move this forward, and I was prepared and ready for calls of concern and in talking to businesses, addressing concerns, and really the concerns have been non-existent. When I talked to Walker True Value, the manager there, I asked her how this would affect the business with if this went into effect, and she said, well, we would conform, and there was no concern. It was just like, well, if that happens, then we would change our practice. And that's been the general consensus that I've heard. You know, City Market, as now is widely known, has already announced that by 2025, all Kroger stores will not be using plastic bags. And so that is something that they are already seeing on their horizon. And this is just moving the timeline ahead for them in the Moab area 6 years.
You were a huge motivator. You're the reason that this bag ban was before city council. So I wanted to know what you will do to help it roll out.
Yeah, I'll just say how grateful I am for our city council. A few city council members have volunteered their time to talk to businesses and help with the transition. But I also have offered myself as a resource to talk to any businesses or community members. I think that there's enough motivation and interest in ensuring that this is something that everyone is aware of, has enough preparation for, sees coming down the line, that this will be a smooth transition, and no one's going to be caught like a deer in the headlights of this being enacted and then all of a sudden being fined for using plastic bags in the business place. I think that with an army of us working to help educate and provide outreach, that I just can't foresee any major issues coming down the line by the time January 1 comes around and the bag ban is in place.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I just want to express my extreme gratitude again for City Council, especially Ronnie Dirisari. She's been amazing with her outreach. And then also all the community members. The council had received 28 letters of support and two in opposition for the bag ban. And it was one of the higher numbers that they've received for an issue. And that just shows that there is a broad-scale interest in this and the excitement that people have shown online on social media already with the bag ban going through has just been incredible. So thanks to everybody for helping move this forward, and especially those that started this path over a decade ago.
That's Dr. Rosalind Brain McCann speaking with KZMU News about Moab's new plastic bag ban, passed unanimously by the City Council on Monday. The ban takes effect on January 1st. Customers and staff at Moab's liquor store got a bit of a surprise midday yesterday when a van came crashing through the store's front windows.
He said he didn't put his van in park, and it came up over the curb and into the building.
Wendy Mayberry, sales clerk at the state liquor store. She says there were a few customers and staff in the store at the time of the crash.
Luckily, nobody got hurt.
KZMU News asked Mayberry if the van's operator seemed impaired.
I mean, there were citations and all of that. But no, if he was impaired, they would have arrested him, and they did not. He drove away. So it was an accident.
Moab City Police confirmed that the driver was not impaired, that this was simply an accident where the driver thought he was in reverse, but was actually in drive. As of yesterday afternoon, Mayberry said the liquor store staff is hard at work cleaning up the store.
They have our building guy here. They're going to have a structural engineer come and look at the building because possibly structural damage there in the front. So we really don't know. Everything's kind of up in the air right now. We're just doing cleanup.
She expects the store will remain closed until that structural engineer can inspect the damage and temporary repairs can be made. The amount of water flowing in the Colorado River has dropped by more than 15% over the last century, according to a new study. Luke Runyon has more.
15% might not sound like a lot, but in a river system where every drop is claimed by farmers and cities, any decrease is worrisome, says Brad Udall, a water researcher at Colorado State University. A big reason behind the decline is warming temperatures. Udall says the hotter it gets, the more water evaporates.
It's disturbing. I think we're going to see a very different world as the 21st century unfolds with all of these climate change impacts.
Negotiations are underway in Arizona, California, and Nevada on a plan to prop up Lake Mead near Las Vegas and avoid water shortages in the region. Federal officials have given the states until the end of the year to craft a plan. The river is the main source of water for more than 40 million people in the Southwest. I'm Luke Runyon.
Thanks to our partners at Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange for that story. And that's the news for Tuesday, September 11th. Get your community-powered journalism Monday through Friday at noon, 7, and anytime online at kzmu.org.